Once the remaining Weasleys and Hermione had joined them, Harry and Ron led the way to the end of the train, past packed compartments, to a carriage that looked quite empty. They loaded the trunks onto it, stowed Hedwig and Crookshanks in the luggage rack, then went back outside to say goodbye to Mr. and Mrs. Weasley. Mrs. Weasley kissed all her children, then Hermione, and finally Harry. He was embarrassed, but really quite pleased when she gave him an extra hug. "Do take care, won't you, Harry?" she said as she straightened up, her eyes oddly bright. Then she opened her enormous handbag and said, "I've made you all sandwiches. Here you are, Ron. No, they're not corned beef. Fred, where's Fred? Here you are, dear." "Harry," said Mr. Weasley quietly, "come over here a moment." He jerked his head toward a pillar, and Harry followed him behind it, leaving the others crowded round Mrs. Weasley. "There's something I've got to tell you before you leave," said Mr. Weasley in a tense voice. "It's all right, Mr. Weasley," said Harry. "I already know."
"You know? How could you know?"
I heard you and Mrs. Weasley talking last night. I couldn't help hearing," Harry added quickly. "Sorry."
"That's not the way I'd have chosen for you to find out," said Mr. Weasley, looking anxious.
"No, honestly, it's okay. This way you haven't broken your word to Fudge, and I know what's going on."
"Harry, you must be very scared."
"I'm not," said Harry sincerely. "Really," he added, because Mr. Weasley was looking disbelieving. "I'm not trying to be a hero, but seriously, Sirius Black can't be worse than Voldemort, can he?"
Mr. Weasley flinched at the sound of the name, but overlooked it. "Harry, I knew you were, well, made of stronger stuff than Fudge seems to think, and I'm obviously pleased that you're not scared, but..."
"Arthur!" called Mrs. Weasley, who was now shepherding the rest onto the train. "Arthur, what are you doing? It's about to go."
"He's coming, Molly," said Mr. Weasley, but he turned back to Harry and kept talking in a low and more hurried voice.
"Listen, I want you to give me your word."
"That I'll be a good boy and stay in the castle," said Harry gloomily.
"Not entirely," said Mr. Weasley, who looked more serious than Harry had ever seen him. "Harry, swear to me you won't go looking for Black."
Harry stared. "What?"
There was a loud whistle. Guards were walking along the train, slamming all the doors shut. "Promise me, Harry," said Mr. Weasley, talking more quickly still, "that whatever happens..."
"Why would I go looking for someone I know wants to kill me?" said Harry blankly.
"Swear to me that whatever you might hear..."
"Arthur, quickly!" cried Mrs. Weasley.